Next up, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
The music documentary film, Paul McCartney, Man on the Run, shows how Paul McCartney took flight from the Beatles with his rock band, Wings. The song, Maybe I'm Amazed, from Paul McCartney's debut solo album, McCartney, released in 1970, sums up what's so amazing about Paul McCartney, Man on the Run. It's a story you think you know. It's a song that you've heard before. It's about a teen idol who, as a 20-something, McCartney was 27 when the Beatles disbanded, wanted to write the next chapter in his music career. Documentary director Morgan Neville takes us into the world of Paul McCartney, less the Beatles, no less. The documentary soundtrack music spills over you. The Wings songs hold up, many as imaginative, inventive, and mischievous as much of the Beatles songs. Paul McCartney solo and with Wings wrote, sang, and played and recorded Band on the Run, Live and Let Die, Listen to What the Man Said, Jet, Uncle Albert, Admiral Halsey, Let Him In, Silly Love Songs, My Love, Coming Up, Mull of Kintyre, and Maybe I'm Amazed. To name a few songs you or your mother or father or grandfather should know. In between the songs in the documentary film, the visuals are narrated by Paul McCartney from some 6 interviews director Morgan Neville recorded with McCartney. We do not see the present-day Paul McCartney in the documentary. We hear his present-day voice. McCartney recaptures the moments, mood, and motivation from the breakup of the Beatles to his meeting and marrying Linda Eastman, a highly regarded rock musician photographer, their retreat to a farm in Scotland, his dispute in lawsuits and songs with John Lennon, and in assembling the band Wings, which existed from 1971 to 1981, and the band's touring, recording, and breakup. There are comments by others in the documentary also unseen by daughters Mary McCartney and Stella McCartney and Sean Lennon, Chrissie Hynde, and Mick Jagger. Morgan Neville directs the film with a fast-paced flair that is fun. Morgan Neville is a high-profile documentary filmmaker. He received an Oscar for his documentary feature 20 Feet from Stardom, which is about backup singers. He directed Steve Martin, a documentary in 2 pieces, Roadrunner, a film about Anthony Bourdain, and Won't You Be My Neighbor, which was about Mr. Rogers. Morgan Neville has an eye and ear for music that creates a joyful, informative, and memorable look at a decade in the life of Paul McCartney. The title, Man on the Run, speaks to Paul McCartney's attempt to chart his own course after the once-in-a-lifetime success of the Beatles, who defined a generation as they defied generations. The image of the Beatles may have been an act. For Paul McCartney, it was more than a hairstyle, Beatles boots, and collarless suits. It was about finding his own voice after being one of the 4 voices, John, Paul, George, and Ringo. Paul McCartney was running away from the Beatles. He found himself. With Man on the Run, you may find him too. Paul McCartney, Man on the Run is MPA rated R. For language, opening March 20, Project Hail Mary, MPA rated PG-13. Phil Lord and Christopher Miller direct Ryan Gosling, Milana Vantrub, and Sandra Hüller in the science fiction film. Ryan Gosling is an astronaut on a mission to save humanity. On his journey, he encounters Rocky, an alien. The movie is based on the 2021 novel by Andy Weir, who wrote the book that the Oscar-nominated The Martian was based on. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.